무슨 게?
One, yes.
Yes.
I do them for lots of places. I just like books, you see, so any excuse to get a free book and read it.
Yes, absolutely. I do the same.
Yeah. Oh, you're a book reader as well.
Yes, I do. I have a Kids Books NZ blog spot that I promote New Zealand children's books.
Ah, oh, that's great. Yes, I've got three girls, all of different ages, so I'm always looking for stuff for them.
Great.
Yeah, and sometimes the books I hand on to their teachers so they get a chance to share them with their classes and stuff.
Excellent, I would love that.
Yeah, sometimes my girls look at them and go, oh, I don't want that, and take it to the teacher and they go, this is great. So it works quite well. Well, I guess we should talk about this. I'll start at the beginning. I'm talking with Maria Gill, who is co-author of Sports, the New Zealand Sport Hall of Fame, 25 Kiwi Champions, which is illustrated by Marco Ivanovic. Is that how you say his name?
Yes.
Wonderful. I like to get these things right.
Yes.
So this is 25 Kiwi Champions. The Eva Swindell sisters are not in there, though.
No, there's a few key people like Sir Peter Snell, the Swindell sisters, Sir Colin Meads, Annalise Koberger, Daniel Loder, Iron Van Dyke, and a whole lot more, Dame Susan Du Bois. And they're in the first book, the New Zealand Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
And that book had a mix of leaders and sports people and creative people. And so I didn't want to double up in the next book.
Ah, that explains it.
Yes.
So Jack Lovelock and people like that were in the first one as well.
No, not Jack Lovelock. I haven't got him. I did considered him, but I only wanted one running person. So I had Sir Peter Snell, and for this book I've got Sir John Walker.
I see that, yes. I like the format, which is kind of cool. You've got a picture of what looks like a driver's license on one side and a bobblehead on the other.
Yes, kids like to call them bubbleheads. It's actually an authentic passport template. We got it through the right channels. And I'm a great believer, because I used to be a teacher and I have children of my own, that kids like visuals, visual elements, not just to put a whole lot of text on a page. So a passport was a really interesting way to show, you know, some straight facts about where they were born and when they were born and their full name and things like that. And the trophy board was another way. I remember just before I came up with the idea of the trophy board, I was thinking, how can I do it, make it look interesting, instead of just the whole list of their, you know, cups or medals they won? And I walked into a rugby club and I thought, that's it. You know, that wooden board with the gold embossing on it would be just perfect for a trophy board.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea, actually. And what I've noticed here is, I don't know if you've read the latest Guinness Book of Records or something like that, but they do the similar thing where they've got a number of different elements all going on the page. We should explain, there's a bit of text about the life and times of each sports person. There's a little bobble on the side there, or space, which explains the sport. There's a trophy board, which, like I said, there's a small passport sort of thing, which takes them over their birth date and so on, and what they really look like. There's a timeline in there as well. And if that's not enough, you've also got one of those, I don't know what you call them, those squares that you Google goggles and you go off to a website as well.
Yes, now that was, we didn't have that in the other book, mainly because the technology wasn't there then. I thought of that idea. I thought, instead of having website links, because they can sometimes look quite messy, put a cue card and then kids can put their smartphone or a device over it and it will take them to another website so they can learn more information about that famous person.
Yes, it's certainly a good idea. And in this day and age, technology is moving on so fast. You kind of want something that sort of fills in the gaps or just gives more.
Yes. Well, kids, you know, often do a study of like people in their community or leaders in their community or nationally, and so they're often having to do projects, so it helps them, you know, where else they can go for information about that famous person.
That's the other thing I thought of, is this is a really good resource book to start doing the project on.
Yes.
I'm one of these sports people. What was your criteria for choosing a sports person? You said you needed one runner, which is, well, that's a challenge in itself. But
yes.
Then you've got things like, you know, Angela McMillan, for example, an aerobics champion. Well, how many aerobics champions have we had? There's heaps.
Yes, but, you know, like, I wanted to make sure the book had, like, 50-50. It's not exactly 50-50, but females and males, because in the past a lot of the sport books were, like, 80% male sports people, and, you know, like, most of that was rugby players. And so I wanted to get that balance, because, you know, like, most kids have a sport that they participate in or that they enjoy at school, and so I wanted them to all feel like they could find a sport that they like in the book. But I couldn't put dance in, because that's one I like, because it's a creative, it's more creative rather than sporting. And so when I do a creative book in the future, I'll put dancers into that. But aerobics is definitely, we looked at a definition on sport, and it said that they require speed, endurance, strength, and skill. So aerobics comes in under that, under that definition.
It certainly covers most of, I guess it sort of covers the Olympic spectrum to some degree, doesn't it?
It does.
When you're, or the Commonwealth Games, which is, I found this rather useful for looking up some of the potential Commonwealth Games or Olympics people, and, you know, there's one or two in there as well.
Yes, in fact, the publisher said, I think we'll have to do another sport book, because there's some real new up-and-coming people that really shone at the Commonwealth Games who...
Yes.
But for this book, I needed people to have either achieved a gold or a silver in Olympics or something, you know, or three world championships. So there were people at the real top of their game for this book. But, you know, like in 2 years' time, after the next Olympics, I think we need to be bringing out another book, because because, you know, there'll be other people, you know, really achieving at that high level as well.
Well, that's the interesting thing about New Zealand sports people is there seems to be a heck of a lot of them.
I know. For a small nation, we definitely produce a lot of extremely good sports people.
Yeah, we do. Maybe it's because it's that OE thing. It's a way to get away overseas or to just to achieve something in that sense. And one thing I've noticed about sport just growing up in my lifetime is it's become more and more professional, is not the right word, but more and more a career option.
Yes, that definitely has changed over the years. In the past, you know, like if you read the history of people who went to the first Olympics and Commonwealth Games, they had to make their own uniform and make their own way there, whereas now they've got sponsors behind them and they're paying for their... where they've got organisations, sporting organisations, also paying for them to go there, and they've got coaches with them that are paid for, and, you know, everything's paid for.
Indeed.
Now, and they're earning an income.
Yes, that's true. Now, you're a teacher, you're not a sports coach.
No, and I'm not teaching anymore. I write full time, but, you know, as teachers, you know, all teachers are having to teach physical education and sports, and you know, usually you have to be an umpire and you're coaching kids, you know, at lunchtime. So you get quite a bit of experience of working with children and sports.
Yeah, right. So what brought you the interest in sort of looking at sports players as something? You mentioned arts before, and dance as being one of your favourite things.
Yes.
So why sport?
Well, I had done the first book and I had always intended it to be a series. So, and we'd covered sports people, we knew there was a lot more sports people. And also in the New Zealand Post Book Awards, around about 4 years ago, and I think they even said it 2 years ago as well, they said, where are the sport books? And so, you know, that was a challenge for me. I thought, I've got to write a sport book. There's obviously a real need for boys, love, especially, you know, they love nonfiction, and I knew that they would really love to read a sport book that was up to date with our, you know, latest heroes in sports.
Where are the sports books? I can think of many sale bins I've been through where there's been multiple Alex Vasey books, for example.
Well, I guess it's internationally, but yes. Where there was no New Zealand books, you know, that they're judging New Zealand children's books, and there hasn't been one for quite a few years.
Well, it's good to see one there, and particularly one for kids as well, and for adults. I mean, I found this one quite fascinating. My kids were looking over my shoulders, and who's that?
Yes. I've had that said by a lot of adults, that they really enjoy reading the book, yeah. Yes.
Marco's really captured the likenesses of quite a lot of these people very well. I'm quite impressed. He's an illustrator, he uses a computer as well as hand-drawn, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And he's fresh out of his Bachelor of Design and Illustration school. I think he finished a year or two ago. And how I came across him, I was doing a Massey University paper, and they asked if they could, it was a travel writing one, and they asked if they could publish my last assignment in their magazine. And they paid an illustrator from the design school, and that was Marco, to illustrate it. And I thought, wow, this guy's really good. And so I thought, I'm going to keep him in my mind. You know, if we ever need an illustrator, I'll try and get hold of him for the book. And the illustrator for the first book was not available for this book. And so I said to the publisher, look, this guy is really good. I showed her what New Holland, what he had done before, and they said, get us his contact details. You know, we want to talk to him. So it's been fantastic for him. He's actually going to be at the Storylines Festival in Wellington and doing some art there, so children will be able to meet him there.
Oh, wonderful. Tell me more about the Storylines Festival.
Well, it's a fantastic series of events all over the country. I'm involved with the one going up north, so we're visiting schools going up north, and then there's a family fun day on Saturday the 30th of August in Whangarei, and then the next day there are two in Auckland. There's one in South Auckland and one in Auckland at the Aotea Centre, and I'm going to be at that one. But also around the country, there's one at Wellington the week beforehand, Dunedin, Christchurch. That's all the centres. So it was basically covering, you know, all the main major cities in the country. And kids go along. It's a fun, free day, and they get to meet authors and illustrators. They see them, you know, like illustrators drawing, or, you know, cartoonists drawing. They can sit down and draw with them or make crafts and listen to talks by authors. Storytellers are, you know, telling stories. So it's just a fantastic day of celebrating books, because, you know, so many kids love books, and it's really makes it real for them if they get to meet the illustrator and the author.
Yeah, I think it does, actually, and it's a nice sort of physical presence.
Yes, it is.
And in some cases, I know with people like Margaret Mahey and Joy Cowley and people like that, it's almost like a rock star sort of event, because you can say, oh, that's the person that created this image in my head.
Yes.
You have all these questions. Why did you do that? And why did you do that?
Yes, kids love that opportunity to ask those questions.
Well, certainly. And so we'll see you at the Storylines Festival. Those dates in Wellington, do you know them off the top of your head?
I think it is it's definitely the weekend before, so I think it's the 23rd of August in Wellington.
We'll drop a link on our website.
Hey,
thank you so much for talking to me, Maria. Wish you all the best of luck with this book. It's the New Zealand Sports Hall of Fame 25 Kiwi Champions. I definitely think it's a bit short there. You needed about 50 at least.
I know. That's why we have to do another one.
Indeed. Well, there's a challenge for you.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Driver, to do the kicking off, he's going to kick towards the western bank side. And here he goes with his first kick off towards the other side, and it just reaches the 10-yard mark. Pickard got his hands to it for a moment, they're into a ruck, and out it comes, and Stratham gets it out right under Howe, and Howe kicks across towards the right-wing side, about the 25. Dineen, it bounces badly for him, and there's Driver in. It'll be a try to Driver. It's a try to Driver in the first half a minute of the game. Driver, a try for South Africa.